By the time he'd climbed halfway up the Titan's leg, Tellian's hands were bloody and torn, his armor battered and pierced. The engine slammed into an iron column, sending an arcing blaze of energy skyward as its voids buckled and blew out on its right side. The flash of its collapsing voids almost blinded Tellian, and the thunderclap of energy scorched his armor black. The underside of the Princeps compartment was almost within reach, and Tellian wrapped his arm around a hissing coolant feed line that throbbed with a repulsive peristaltic motion. He wedged his foot in a gap between armored plates and drew his combat blade. Tellian sliced along the length of the feed line, and a disgusting, viscous substance spurted from the wound. Oily and reeking of rancid meat, it drenched Tellian's armor, and he gagged, tasting the loathsome biological makeup of the fluid as it spilled down his face. The machine howled and swung around with such violence that Tellian's grip slipped and his blade spun away into the smoke. With his free hand, Tellian reached down and plucked one of his last melter charges from his belt and rammed it into the ruptured feed line. A second followed, but before he could arm them, the battle engine smashed its body on the edge of a blood metal pool with the last desperate heave. This time Tellian couldn't hold on, and he tumbled through the air to land with a bone-crunching impact on the lip of the pool. Lava heat burned his armor and burned the skin beneath the canvas of his fatigues. He fell away from the molten metal, rolling until he was clear of the madly thrashing battle engine. Its foot slammed down on the spot where he had landed, cracking the ground, and he rose to his feet with a grimace of pain.
Hold forward 10 meters!
The box was lousy with static, but Tellian obeyed as he heard the machine's autoloaders once again. Tellian saw the cable run he'd climbed down and leapt onto it, shimmying up like a vine-creeping cudbear until he reached the level of the twisting ductwork. Gaitan scouts were spread throughout the structural members, firing down into the gathered masses of machine priests. Bullet impacts on the wall behind them, and scorched patches where electro-throwers had struck, testified to the ferocity of the overwatching battle they had fought. Tellian jerked his thumb at Drayton.
The voids on its right flank are down. I jammed 2 charges on its underside, the junction of its legs and the Princeps compartment.
Draco understood immediately and worked another missile into his weapon's loading brief. With the missile launcher slung over his back, he slid down the pipes towards the ground. The battle engine let out a triumphant roar as its infernal detection gear finally pinpointed its prey. Its footsteps shook the temple as it loped toward them, and the whine of its guns cut through the air like a bloody knife.
Spread out!
He pulled his bolter tight into his shoulder, fired 3 quick bursts of fire at the Titan's unshielded flank, each shot exploding against the armored carapace without effect. Sniper rounds blew off trophies and bulbous extrusions that might have been sensor arrays, but did little else. The machine's upper body swiveled, its guns ratcheting up as they prepared to obliterate them in a hellstorm of shells. Time slowed to a crawl. Tellian saw the firing arms, pumping shell after shell into the spinning barrel. Before any of those shells were fired, Tellian heard the whoosh of a missile launch, followed an instant later by a deafening bang of superheated air as 2 melter bombs exploded. Spun around by the force of the blast, the battle engine's guns tore an arc of white-hot fire through the central columns of the temple. The machine lurched backwards like a punch-drunk fistfighter, and gobbets of molten metal dribbled from its underside, like wax from the candles in the company chapel. Spurts of flaming oil and engine fluid sprayed in jetting arcs. The Titan took a broken step forward, metal squealed, and the machine stumbled as its wounded leg finally gave way. Off balance, the battle engine crashed to the ground with a thunderous howl of buckled metal and mechanized anger. It thrashed like a dying animal, its one remaining leg churning the air as it fought to right itself. Sparking cables flopped from the wound, and iridescent biofluids pooled around its shattered carapace. The machine's binaric death screams echoed throughout the Forge Temple, a gurgling rasp of agony and hatred that hurt to hear. and left a bitter taste in the back of the throat. Tellian let out his breath as the red light faded from the slit windows of its demonic head. The Forge Temple loosed a cry of loss and hatred, each one of the black-robed priests falling to the ground and convulsing as the scrap-code backwash of the engine's death blew out portions of their cognitive architecture. Explosions flared all through the Forge Temple as systems controlled by the engine began to fail. The destruction wrought by Tellian's bombs, combined with the death of the temple's high priest, was causing a catastrophic chain reaction of destruction. Klaxons blared, binaric warnings screeched from roof-mounted loudspeakers, and a cascade effect of collapse was marching through the Forge Temple.
We need to go, right now!
Tellian nodded and keyed the vox mic.
Draco, get back here now! Immediate exfiltration!
He received no response and desperately looked for any sign of the lad. Blazing fires and expanding lakes of blood metal hazed the air with smoke and choking fumes, making it next to impossible to see anything clearly. Katan led the rest of the squad back through the vent shaft that had brought them inside the Forge Temple, and Tellian knew he would have to join them soon.
Draco! Respond, dammit!
The smoke parted for an instant, and Tellian's gaze fell upon an Adeptus Astartes pattern missile launcher, slowly melting in a sinuous river of lava-like steel. Draco would never abandon his battle gear, and with a sinking heart, Tellian knew the scout had perished, saving their lives.
Gulliman, watch over you, lad.
Tellian turned and made his way to safety. A titanic explosion tore the end of the forge apart as he reached the vent, and Tellian gripped the edge of the opening as he took one last look around the collapsing temple for any sign that Draco might somehow still be alive. There was nothing, and Tellian ducked into the shaft as the Forge Temple tore itself apart.